Thank you for calling customer service. This is Brandon. Can I have your first name, your last name to pull up your account?
Hi, Brandon. First name's Paul. Last name's Crandall, C-R-A-N-D-A-L-L.
Okay. C-R-A-N-D-A-L-L?
Yes.
Your first name was Paul?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Okay, do you have an account with us?
I do not.
Okay, now you want to order?
Yes. I'm wanting to track, get updates on orders that I have not received.
So you do have an account?
Well, I don't know. I've ordered something from you. It did not arrive. I told them it didn't arrive, so they sent it again. And the tracking number says the product is, I don't know if it's disappeared or what. There's no updates.
Okay. And your last name is
so if
CR.
If that's creating an account, then I created an account. But I thought all I did was place an order.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address?
Yes, the 3534B Hiram in St. George, not St. George, St. Charles, Missouri.
Okay. One second for me while I go into your account.
If you want the order number, I can get you that.
Yes, I have your account pulled up. I see that you ordered that cryo-free CBD pain relief roll-on.
Yep.
I'm looking at the tracking information. I see that it says that it is arriving late, expected arriving date, later than normal.
Okay, so look at those dates now. Yeah, so it's as far as the USPS, it stopped tracking it about 5 days ago, 4 days ago. So here's the deal. Let me play this out for you. I had originally ordered that same product, and they gave me the same order number a couple weeks ago, and it went through USPS tracking, and it never showed up in my mailbox. And I waited a couple days, still didn't. I talked to the mail people. They said they didn't get it. And then so I wrote back to the company, your company, and told them that, and they turned around and said, no problem, here's another, we're shipping another unit to you, and even though it was the same order number, and this one has stalled out in its delivery, meaning it showed in transit, in, you know, arriving late, but that was February 20th, and now here we are on the 24th, and that status hasn't changed. Here's what I got for you. I then went, during this time, I've spent many hours at the post office here, finally got somebody to track something down. They said they showed the scan of the product, but here was the thing. They showed an address on it that was 3534B Hiram Street, Suite 270, and that would be a combination of my shipping and my billing address, which my billing address is down in Texas under a Suite 270. And so they said their system probably kicked it back and back to the person who shipped it. So
okay.
I need you to tell me what to do next.
Well, what I can do is get it reshipped out to you again.
Okay. Can you see or pull up what your system generates as the shipping label? Because the listing in your on the information is correct. And it shows 3534B Hiram Street, St. Charles, Missouri, 63301. The post office says it was listed on the label as 3534B Hiram Street, Suite 270, St. Charles, Missouri. And then they haven't been able to track either of these two products. They don't know where they've gone. They can't tell me if they returned them to you or if they disappeared or what.
Yes, our shipping your shipping address on our end says 3534B Hiram Street, St. Charles, Missouri, 63301.
Yep, That's what I show as well. I mean, that I see that on my order on your website, and so my information is correct. I'm just telling you what, I guess the post office, you know, it scans everything and has pictures of everything. And she just told me what her picture of the address on that product said. My name, 3534B Hiram Street, Suite 270. Actually, it just said 3534 Hiram Street, Suite 270. And so I have no clue how one that, you know, again, not knowing how your systems are automated, but something generated that. Because there's no way she could have put that together, you know, what I'm calling the post office. And the only thing I got a Suite 270 is under my billing address, which originally was correct. Now it's showing incorrect, but I don't really care because the billing has already taken place.
Okay. Well, I'm doing for you. I'm putting in for it to be reshipped again.
Okay.
So you should receive this order within 7 to 10 business days. And if you don't,
right,
you can call back.
Okay. We will try this a third time. it's taking a lot of my time to do this, so I'm just wondering, is there a – it's fine. If you guys can try again. Otherwise, I'm just going to get with AMX and cancel my payment.
Okay.
But I just need to know that you guys are – legitimate in sending this out. I mean, obviously I've got tracking numbers. It's just as odd that it's like this last one just completely stopped.
Yes, sir. I'm putting the import to be shipped out, so you should be receiving it within 7 to 10 business days.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I will give it another 7 days and see what we come up with.
Okay. All right, and would you like to try any of our vitamin D? It's only $19.95, and it helps with your immune system and
muscles. I'm not going to order anything else until we figure out how to get this one working.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Anything else I can do for you today?
That should be it. Thank you.
Welcome. Have a good day. Thank you for calling OMAX Health.
Thank you.